Hello, and welcome back to the Hippie Dyslexic Homestead. Have you ever wanted chickens? Have you ever wondered how you would go about getting them? Or maybe, how would you react if you got a really good deal on baby chicks? Well, I'm going to tell you how I reacted and my husband's reaction. So let's get into the story on how I ended up with 31 chicks for the very first time. So I really shouldn't say the first time I received chickens, I received 31. Actually, my very first time of having chickens was when we lived in South Dakota, and I was able to get like 5 or 10 full-grown chickens that were laying eggs while we lived there for like 6 months. At that point in time, we were moving like every 6 months to every year, so I think I sold those chickens, and that was a great experience. I learned a lot. And when we decided to finally officially start homesteading, I was so eager to start with chickens. Like, garden and chickens were like my number one priorities. I actually had hatchery books circling all of the different types of chicks I wanted to get before we even moved into our house. Like, we were living in the RV full time while we were transitioning to our new house. And I was all about it. I was super, super stoked. Well, we moved in our house like mid-August. And my husband was like, you need to wait. You need to wait. We're not ready. We're not ready. And he's definitely more like not as eager to do things with the homestead as I am. Like, I'm like, let's plant. Let's garden. Let's do chickens. Let's do goats. Let's do all these amazing things. Like, I want a homestead. And he's more like, yeah, I want a log cabin in the middle of woods and I don't want any responsibilities with the homestead. Like, he doesn't really want to like work on the homestead because it's hard work. So then he was not eager to get chickens by any means. So I was patient and I waited and I waited and I waited and I kept researching during this time. And being patient, and I thought, okay, when spring comes around, I will get chicks. So when I was in the city, there's a store called Rural King, and I walked in, and this was probably around February, I would say maybe March time period, and I walked into the store. I always walked by the chickens every time I was in that store, just because I love to look at the little chicks. So I'd go and I went and I was looking. It was so cute. And there was a big sale going on. They accidentally ordered like 1,000 more by accident. So they were selling their chicks for 99 cents. Oh my goodness. Okay, so normal prices for chickens are on the low end, $2.99 to like up. Like $2.99 to $10.99. Easy. You can get them even more expensive for a little chick. So I was like 99 cents. Okay. So I'm calling my husband. I said, okay, call him. I'm like, babe, they're having a sale on chicks. Can I get some chicks? And so he's like, okay, fine. You know, he finally gave in because he knew I'd been waiting so long and I had this plan. He's like, where are you going to keep them? What are you going to do? And I was like, I had this whole plan in my head. I was like, I got all this stuff and I'm ready to get chicks. I have a brooder going. I will do this. So I go and I'm like, hey, okay, I'm going to get 10 chicks. Now, honestly, prior to me actually buying the chicks, my husband and I had spoke many times. He's like, how many chickens do you want? And some usually be like, oh, I just think I want 10. Okay, I think I can do 10. So I go and the guy's like, okay, which ones do you want? And I was like, okay, I don't know which ones I want because I'm overwhelmed right now. Like, my dyslexic brain and ADHD brain were all on fire all at the same time. Like, I'm excited. I'm eager. I'm like ready to go. But my dyslexia brain is like over too much information, too much stimulation. Like, can't think correctly. So I'm like, I don't know. I'm like looking at these birds and there's a guy next to me and I'm talking to him. And I'm like, I don't know which ones are good layers, which ones are good breeds. Like, which one should I get? And so he's like, he told me some good ones. And I was like, okay. It's like, I want to get these ones, which were supposed to be giant jerseys. And I want to get the Easter eggers because they have green and blue eggs. And I want green and blue eggs because that's important. And I was like, okay. And then the guy was like, get the Golden Comets too. And I was like, okay, I want the Golden Comets too. And I think there was only one or two of those. I was like, I'll take them. And before you knew it, like, I had a lot of chickens. And then the guy was like, hey, come back here. Come back here. Like, they have a whole more. They have more back here that they're not even, that's not even up front. You should get some of these too. And I'm like, oh, okay, okay. I'm going to get some of those too. And before you know it, I also had some guineas. I grabbed some guineas while I was at it too. And so I'm like, okay, yeah. They put them like in these little boxes. They look like a little home, but they're like a small little box, kind of like a McDonald's size box, you know? And I'm like, oh yeah, I got four boxes. I'm like, oh yeah, this is good. This is good. I got like, you know, 10 chickens. I got 10 chickens. That's what I'm thinking because that's what I thought. And I had four boxes. I can't see how many chickens I have because I just have four boxes. So I go check out, you know, I grab all the things I needed for that night, got some chicken feed, and I got, you know, the brooder, heat source, and, you know, I have all these things, you know, and I'm good, you know, I got the whole little setup, you get the drinks, and got the feeders, and, you know, I'm ready. So I get home, and I'm, like, super eager, excited, you know, I'm calling up my basic sister, she's my best friend, and I call her up, and I'm like, hey, you know, I'm so excited. This is going to be amazing. And I also had, by the way, bought her some chickens too. So I had her separated. And so we meet and I was like, yeah, I got chickens. And I gave her a little box. She's like, well, how many did you get? What kind did you get? I'm like, I got giant jerseys and I got, you know, this other breed and I got golden comets and, you know, and she's in guineas. She's like, oh, that's so cool. You know, like, how many did you get? And I was like, I don't know. And I look up my receipt and I'm like, I got 31. And she starts laughing. And she's like, you got 31? I was like, yeah, yeah. So, wow. I don't know how that happened. And she's like, okay, well, if Ian gets super mad, I will take some from you. It's okay. So I get home. He's at the firehouse. He's not even home. So I get home and I'm like setting up in our garage, a little brooder area, and I'm like super excited and I get everything going, and you know, I'm super excited to just have chickens. Like, this is amazing at this point in time. Like, I'm like on cloud nine. And so I'm like, I'm not telling my husband how many I got. I'm gonna wait till he gets home and let him figure it out himself. You know, like, it's I'm not going down that route. So he comes home the next morning and I'm like, hey, you wanna go see the chicks? And he's not really enthusiastic. He's like, yeah, whatever. You know, like, he's not excited for that kind of life. And so he goes and he's like, what happened? How many do you have? And I'm like, yeah, I think I have 31. And he's like, well, what happened? But how did that happen? And I was like, they were 99 cents. Like, that's what happened. And he was just like, so confused. I'm like, how did I go from 10 to 31? He's like, babe, I know you have trouble with math, but you do understand, like, that's a lot more than 10. How many were you going to get? He was like, so, like, what the heck just happened? And he also knows me and how I get, so it's almost not a surprise to him. And so he's like, okay, like, and so he picks up the chick, and the chicks just love him, you know, and he's like, he's loving up all the chicks. Like, yeah, they're kind of cute, I guess, you know. And, yeah, so I ended up with 31 chicks the first time on, and Keats, I guess, the first time we got chicks for our homestead. And, then I lost some, and that story's coming up next. So, yeah, how would you react? Because I went a little crazy. And what was really crazy was over the summer, as I was watching my chickens grow, was that I was realizing, I'm like, wait a minute, I get all brown eggs and I don't have any green or teal eggs. And these birds look the same size as the other blackbird. Like, I have two different types of blackbirds, but they're like not that different. Like, what is going on? Like, some have like these greenish, bluish, like highlight feathers. And, you know, I'm really trying to figure out what is going on, because I'm pretty for sure I don't have giant jerseys. Because if they're giant jerseys, which are supposed to be as big as a turkey, they did not grow very big. Come to find out, they were labeled all wrong, and I got Australops and Orpingtons, which are fine. They're great birds. But yeah, completely surprised me. And then I was like, okay, I now need green egg layers. Now, the green egg has no different nutritional value than the brown egg. It's all about what your hen eats. White egg, brown egg, blue egg, pink egg, cream, tan, all goes back into the nutritional value of what your hen is eating. However, I think they're pretty and I want colorful eggs. So that's what I got next. Well, eventually I got collared eggs. But our homestead continues to grow because we continue to hatch chicks and we continue to let moms get broody and just enjoying it. So how would you react if you went into the store and they had your 99-cent chicks on sale, like way cheaper than you thought? Would you buy them out, or would you, be more patient on buying all of them up? Because it took a lot just to not get more than 31. So, all right, guys, I hope you guys have a great day, and I look forward to talking to you guys tomorrow, Friday the 13th. Get ready to listen to our crazy story. Have a great day, guys. Bye.